Hi, I'm Cherise, and I'm a new author, and I'd like to welcome you to my book series, The Timely Entrepreneur, Grow Your Business in a Snap Series. These series are a short read pinpointing the key areas that entrepreneurs and startups have issues with. So what I've done is that I've taken pieces that I know you would have questions about and put them into separate short reads to make it easier for you. So I'll be reading a bit from my book, Basic Legalities Every Startup Should Be Wary Of. And let's start with choosing your entity carefully, your corporate compliance. Business laws vary according to the corporate entity chosen. Determining what is involved in starting your business will help determine what type of business entity is best for you to form. Each business structure will provide a different tax structure, so you would need to find out which is the most beneficial for you and your business. You need to register in order to be a legal business in most states, as well for tax liability purposes. Most entrepreneurs choose to form either sole proprietorship, partnership, limited liability company. Give careful consideration to your business structure and make conscious, wise choices when debating upon which entity to choose. In Trinidad and Tobago, there are three common types of business structures: sole proprietorships, partnerships, and LLCs, with the sole proprietorship being the default entity that most business owners choose. While partnerships and LLCs have their benefits, it's usually more expensive than the sole proprietorship. Carefully review the pros and cons of each business entity before making a decision. It is important to not just think about where you are, but where you intend to go with your business, and then select the best structure for you. The decision should be carefully based on your specific circumstances, goals, and needs. It is advisable to discuss your business venture with a reliable legal professional to choose the right option for you, as it is important to find out what type of records and other business documents should be generated and maintained by your business. These structures mentioned, along with their advantages and disadvantages, are discussed in brief. For any clarification in your business making, please seek out legal advice. The sole proprietorship. The sole proprietorship is a business that is owned and operated by one individual. To establish a sole proprietorship, you need only obtain whatever licenses are required and begin operation. Advantages. They're simple to set up and operate. Owner enjoys all profits. The sole proprietor enjoys greater flexibility of management and has total control of the business. The proprietor has decision-making power. It is easy to change business structure as the business expands. Flexible working hours. Relatively free from government reporting. Disadvantages. Unlimited liability. The proprietor is personally liable for all the debts in the business. This extends to all of the proprietor's assets, also assets jointly owned with another person, including his home and car, though the impact may be lessened by proper insurance coverage. Unstable business life, as the sole proprietor has to work long hours to impact the business. In the event of death, the business may be terminated. Lack of capital. It may be difficult to obtain financing for investment. Partnerships. The general partnership. A general partnership is formed when two or more persons come together to do business and agree to contribute money, labor, or skill to the business. In a general partnership, all partners share to some extent in the day-to-day management of the business. Each partner shares fully the profits and losses and management of the business, and partners are all personally and equally liable for the debts of the partnership. Formal terms of the partnership are usually contained in a partnership agreement. Each partner has to report their share of the business profits on their personal taxes as income, and each partner is personally liable for any debts, claims, or other liabilities that the business is responsible for. Limited partnership. A limited partnership is one formed by up to 20 people. In addition to the limited partners, limited partnership consists of one or more general partners who control the company's day-to-day operations. Limited partners are usually not involved in the day-to-day operations of the business. General partners are personally liable for business debts, while limited partners enjoy a share in the profits of the business, and though they contribute a defined amount of capital to the business, their losses are limited to the extent of their investment, and they are generally not liable for its debts and obligations. Limited partnerships are often used as tax planning tool because losses can then be offset against other sources of income. Limited liability partnership. A limited liability partnership is essentially a partnership in which partners have limited liabilities depending on the jurisdiction. The partners are not burdened with unlimited liability. The basic idea behind the development of the limited liability partnership is to provide a form of business entity that is simple to maintain while providing limited liability to the owners. A limited liability partnership is a more formal business structure and used most by professionals such as accountants and lawyers. A minimum of two partners are required to form an LLP. However, there is no limit on the maximum number of partners. This business structure requires a written partnership agreement and usually comes with annual reporting requirements depending on the legal jurisdiction. A key note to point about limited liability partnership is that it varies from a general partnership in that a partner does not have a personal liability for the negligence of another partner. The partners of the LLP have limited liability, which means that partners are not liable to pay the debts of the company from their personal assets. No partner is responsible for any other partner's misbehavior or misconduct. The limited liability partnership is a separate legal entity distinct from its owners. Limited liability, limited partnership, LLLP, US only. A limited liability limited partnership is usually formed by converting an existing limited partnership and is somewhat of a modification of the limited partnership. Before the LLLP, some business owners would create an LLC or a corporation to serve as the general partner in order to eliminate risk for general partners. But the formation of the limited liability partnership may now shield general partners from liability for debts or obligations of the LLLP. This structure also benefits owners as they are saved from the complexity and cost of establishing and maintaining a corporate general partner. It is important to note that limited liability limited partnerships are still relatively new and as such are not recognized yet by every state in the US. Whether this type of business structure is right for your investment purposes will be a decision that you and your legal and tax advisors will have to make based upon the relevant circumstances in your life. A beneficial tip: a formal partnership agreement is an important tax document if profits and losses are not distributed equally amongst the partners. Corporations. Corporations are limited liability companies. A corporation, limited liability company, is a legal and distinct entity. That is, it is separate from the individuals who own it. Once a company is incorporated, there are ongoing corporate maintenance costs, such as annual returns and annual resolutions, which are not applicable to the other business structures, hence making this business structure less attractive for new entrepreneurs. The laws governing corporations may vary considerably, and businesses must comply with the provisions set out in its legislations. In the US, corporations, sometimes called C-corps, simply to distinguish them from S-corporations, is a more complex business structure, but having the greatest advantage of what is called in legal terms corporate personhood. This means that the company is a separate legal entity, and the shareholder or owners enjoy limited personal liability. A corporation has certain rights, privileges, and liabilities beyond those of an individual. This business structure is able to enter into contracts, buy and sell property, and pay taxes. Limited liability companies, LLCs, can be public, where shares are available freely for purchase on a stock market, or private, where ownership is restricted and shares cannot be freely traded without consent of all other shareholders. In the US, however, the term LLC refers to a private limited company. So that's a bit of the corporate compliance with the book with reference to the corporations. I continued on in my book to show the difference between the S-corps and the C-corps, which are applicable in the United States. Other legalities discussed in the book were taxes, dealing with the advice and seeking professionals. I discussed a bit about non-disclosure and contracts, and there's some information on protecting against delinquent clients. So it's a great guide to introduce startups into the legalities that they ought to take into consideration before venturing out, before spending a lot of money into setting and starting up businesses.